Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Circles of Prosperity this morning. It's March the 12th, Monday morning. Of course, we're in new daylight savings time. I hope you remember to set your clocks appropriately. I will not be here with you, so this is going to be a replay. I have jury duty, which I forgot about. Hopefully, I will be with you tomorrow if they don't assign me to a jury. It is my intention to be here and not in court, so I hope that you will hold that vision for me as well. This morning, we were supposed to move into studying or having a discussion of Bruce Lipton's videos, beginning with video number 8 of Where Mind and Matter Meet. But, of course, it's no fun having a discussion if I can't be here with you, so I'm going to postpone that, give you a reprieve, and give you a little bit more time to get through them, because I know quite a few. But I encourage you to do this because it will give you a deeper understanding of the reality that we are in now and actually have always been in, but of how our bodies work and how our bodies interface with our environment and how all of that ties into what we're studying now and in particular with the manifestation process. So what I want to do today is take you into Chapter 16. And Chapter 16, we're going to be talking about the sacred science of manifestation and what we need to do to prepare to move into that reality, number one, and how we need to train ourselves in this science of manifestation. So it's a very powerful chapter. I doubt that we'll get through all of it today, but we're definitely going to lay the foundation. And as soon as I return from jury duty, we're going to pick up with Bruce Lipton's work, okay? So let's get started with what they're talking about. As you journey ever deeper into the transformation process, you will become intensely aware of the signals provided by your life circumstances and by your state of physical health as to your vibrational levels relative to all that surrounds you. And it will be quite clear and quite easy to determine where you stand in your own process at any juncture simply by becoming aware of the ease or the difficulty that you experience in manifesting your heart's desire in your day-to-day life. You will find that you have become the observer and the object of that awareness simultaneously. And the process of assessing your state of beingness and modifying your choices accordingly will become an integral part of living. And this approach is what many term as conscious. For under the conditions now well underway, there is not the luxury of random action unsupported by focused intent. Every action, every thought, and every nuance of every choice each add their measure to the vibrational whole and contribute to the creation of the reality that you experience as your life. You will begin to feel pressed to assess your life direction again and again and again as this process intensifies. And you may find yourself feeling compelled to make radical changes in your life circumstances that will result in severing of ties with situations that no longer serve your highest purpose, both professionally and interpersonally. And it will become obvious to you that certain relationships and certain activities have become obsolete in terms of your spiritual evolution. And it will continue to become clear to you that you cannot continue to justify perpetuating situations that leave you drained energetically. So, first of all, they're telling you, number one, that you can determine where you are in your evolution by how easy things are or how difficult things are, especially the things that you're trying to manifest. If you can do it with ease, then you're fairly elevated. If you're experiencing a lot of difficulty, then there's still some work to do. That's number one. And number two, they're saying that it may become necessary for you to sever relationships, professionally and personal relationships. You may need to move from where your current employer, because what you want them to do is move into a consciousness where you are consciously aware, number one, of your intention. You have clear intention about what you want to manifest. But more importantly, that you are aware of your feelings, because your feeling nature is that energy, right? It's that unseen energy. It's letting you know where your vibration is, and you need to be in harmony with the people and the circumstances around you. So let's say, for instance, that you walk into a room, and I know many of you have experienced this. You walk into a room, and you can feel the vibration of the room. It's filled with people, and you can tell if it's joyous, or you can tell if there's a lot of tension there. You know, we'll say, "Oh, the tension was so thick." We are automatically working with vibration. The difference now is that we're becoming consciously aware of it. We're becoming consciously aware. So, you may already be keenly aware of the intensity of the influence of your surroundings and the individuals with whom you choose to interact upon your state of being, because the veils of separation have become very thin, and one experiences an intensified energy exchange with every being and every situation in which one chooses to engage. It is certainly in one's highest interest to be aware of the energetic environments in which one places oneself and to make conscious, focused choices accordingly. You know, if you are first of all, if you've got, I'm stuttering this morning, please forgive me, or this evening actually, but when we are, when we went through creating money, they focus so much on the feeling nature, what was in your heart, because that doesn't lie. It's not the mind trying to deceive you. Your heart will always tell you what you're really thinking, what you're really feeling, what your desire really is, or what your fear is. That's the energy. That's the source of tapping into this energetic vibration that they're talking about. What is in your heart? Jesus said, "Verily I say unto you, if you say unto that mountain, 'Be thou removed,' and do not doubt in your heart," it's the heart that's the key, not the mind. And the heart links us to the energy, that vibration. So you want to be clear. You want to focus on that. You want to go into your sanctuary and feel that energy and identify it with it. And are you in a job that is in harmony with that vibration that's in your heart? Or is there a conflict there? Is there a value conflict there? So now you have the option to choose. And because you are aware of your ability to be an instant manifester, and you are honoring the divinity within you, you're not coming from a place of ego, but you're honoring the divinity within you, you recognize that you need to be in harmony, that where you're working needs to be in harmony with your heart, with your feelings, with your energy. And as an instant manifester, you get a clear intention. I need to be where I can express my joy. I can express my gift. And there's no lack or limitation to hold me back. I am worthy to receive that. It will be for my highest good and the highest good of all involved. Isn't that powerful? Isn't that powerful that you can choose today to change your life? You can choose today to change your life. They go on to say that it may be necessary for ties to be severed with affiliations that no longer resonate harmoniously with you. You know, a lot of times, especially when it comes to a job, we have to talk ourselves into not being at that job anymore. And so we come up with all of this crap, you know, they're doing this and this is horrible and I just don't want to be here and I'm not making the money that I deserve and blah, 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 blah. And all of that is such negative energy that really, you know, is impacting you and the environment that you're in and other people that you come in contact with. When the simple thing is, all you have to say is, I'm not resonating with this anymore. And I'm ready to move to my highest good. End of story. And all that other negative stuff and trying to find people to agree with you and complaining to everybody that will listen, all of that's over because you've taken all of your energy that you would have expended in all these different multiple conversations talking about how miserable you are. You've taken all of that energy and moved it towards a clear intent that you are moving on your divine path to the next opportunity that is for your highest good and the highest good of all involved. That's a simpler way of handling it, isn't it? And you're grabbing hold of you're taking hold of your personal power. God has empowered you with that gift. Wow. The oneness says that that we may have to sever relationships and that there are no rewards given for martyrdom on this journey. No reward for you suffering. There's absolutely no reward for you to suffer. There is no advantage whatsoever in prolonging that which no longer serves your highest good. And there is no yardstick with which that determination can be made beyond your own inner knowingness. You need to know within yourself, this is it. I don't need this anymore. And you know, when you're going through these transitions, and I can say this with all authority because I'm going through it, sometimes it doesn't happen overnight. For me, it has not happened overnight. I'm still coming to terms with what I'm in harmony with and what I'm in harmony with. And even though it's clear to me that the work I was doing in the past is not in harmony with where I am right now, I'm still trying to make the transition. I know Earl would be upset with me saying trying. I'm still making the transition. But I'm loving myself through the process, and that's what you need to do. Be patient. Be patient with yourself. It says that this is the time to become attuned to your life priorities and to selectively weed out the individuals and the activities that are not uplifting. And I know, because I've had so many conversations with many of you, that a lot of you are at this point now where you are looking at your life and saying, I don't think this is serving my highest good anymore. And that's exactly where you should be in these times. I was listening to a webinar the other day, and there was a young woman who got, she had to make that decision, and she was age 25. A lot of us are over 50. So in that moment, I realized this is the time. Because of what's happening on our planet, everybody is looking at their life and saying, oh my goodness, this doesn't serve me anymore. I need to experience something else. Both young and old, because of this time. This is what they say about relationships, and I thought this was so powerful. You have absolutely no obligation whatsoever to carry others down the path on which you travel. Because those who journey by your side, they must be energetically autonomous if the association is to be mutually advantageous. You guys, whoever's with you needs to be energetically harmonious with you. I used to tell people that a marriage works when it's like a merger. There have to be two whole beings, two whole entities that come together to live together and merge together as one. And that's exactly what happens in business. Two companies want to merge. They both can stand on their own, but they know that they're more powerful as one. They both stand on their own. When you're bringing people into your circle, pay attention to the energy that they're in harmony with where you are. And here's what they say. Those who continue to try to coerce you against your natural inclinations in order to accommodate their personal preferences, they only serve to drain your energies and distract your focus. I know each of you probably know someone like that in your life. If they're not in your life now, they have been. They just wear you out. And now in these times, you need to say, you know what, I can't do this anymore. I love you, but I love myself too. I can't do it anymore. For the focus of this process is upon the highest expression of self. So by honoring your own personal truth and resisting the conditioned inclination to compromise for the sake of diplomacy, you succeed in serving the highest expression of the energetic whole with which you are interconnected. Becoming disciplined in where and with whom you choose to interact is highly recommended, with care that those choices come not from subjective judgments of others, but rather from focus upon your own highest good. And isn't that beautiful when you can just say, this is for my highest good? And that's what my example was earlier. If you're in a job and you got to complain about everything to try to justify why you need to leave, you're passing judgment. When really all you really want to focus on is that I have to do what's best for me at this moment. And that's the end of it. And I find it interesting that over and over throughout our studies, how all of these authors are telling us, get rid of the judgment, get rid of the judgment. There's no right, there's no wrong, there's just what is for the highest good of Cynthia, what is for the highest good of each of you. Until you develop the ability to be vibrationally impermeable, that's where you can stand in a bubble and nothing can affect you. You would be well advised to be aware of the extent to which your energetic state of being is influenced by everything and everyone that you encounter. You need to be on guard. And pay attention. And you're going to have to work at protecting yourself. Now, as you grow, your ability to hold your energy will stabilize over time, and it is likely that the vulnerability that characterizes this stage of transformational process will diminish. And when you reach those levels, the natural sense of detachment that one adopts in the early stages of this process as a protective mechanism, it gives way to a sense of having merged with conscious intent with all that is. So for some, this entire process is instantaneous. But for others, focused on letting go of layers of constraint, this stage of energetic vulnerability can be prolonged and agonizing. And one can continue to ride the vibrational roller coaster throughout the transformation process. Or one can choose to step off and seize control of a vibrational state of being that one comes to realize is self-determined. In other words, you can make this process of transforming to become aware of your vibration with people and circumstances, whether or not it's harmonious with you. You can choose to do that instantaneously, or you can choose to have to work through it, continuously working through it, and it will be difficult. And you'll bump your head up against the wall, and then you'll say, okay, I learned that. It's up to you. And I think the secret is, number one, letting go of the judgments. Number two, embracing everything with love. Number three, seeing the highest good for you and all and everyone around you, everyone involved. Be in perfect love. No resistance. They say it takes some practice before you become acclimated with the new levels and the techniques for harnessing your awareness of these shifting energies. But as you become accustomed to sensing surges of energy and begin to recognize those moments as opportunities to put forth in the form of focused thought or verbalized intent what you wish to have manifest as form, the ease with which results seemingly fall into your lap will amaze you. And as you begin to become comfortable with your newfound abilities, it will feel very natural indeed to be choreographing the dance of your existence and just watching the performance virtually simultaneously. I love the way they say that, because you're orchestrating your life. You know, and the vision that came to me was a conductor that's standing in front of an orchestra and waving his arms, and he's following the sheet music and the flow, all of which is, music is vibration, right? That sound. And at some point he'll reach over and say he wants the nice melodic sounds of the flute to come in. And at some point he wants the heavy bass instruments to come in so you can feel that in the core of your soul booming. And then he's got the woodwinds, oh my goodness, the reeds, and they just kind of float in. And all together, it's this beautiful symphony. That is your life, and you are the conductor. And each one of these segments, each of this orchestra, has an energetic vibration. And each note that they play has an energetic vibration, and that's the same as it is in your life. Each person that comes in to your life has an energetic vibration. Is it going to be melodic, or is it going to be chaos? Are they bringing you joy? Are they uplifting you? Or is it draining you? You're the conductor. You're the conductor. I'd love to hear your symphony. All the time they're telling us that we have a choice. We have a choice to cling in denial to what we have been told and what we have been taught about the world and how we're supposed to survive in it. Or we can embrace this radical deviation and embrace this new paradigm of I can create what it is that I want to manifest right now, right here, right now. It's up to you. And they go on with a whole series of paragraphs that tell us that we are the pioneers. And I'm not going to repeat it here because I've given you that lesson already. If you're listening to this call, you know that you are the pioneers. You're on the leading edge of this new paradigm. And trust me, it is a new paradigm because all of the old ways of doing things no longer work. And if you choose to cling to the old ways, because God gives you free will, you're more than welcome to go and try and do it that way. But as we've been warned over and over again, your life will be extremely difficult. The truth that you speak as you share your life experience with others who walk beside you during this extraordinary time of transition will form the foundation of a reality that is both new and timeless. Your world will have shifted radically from the standpoint of where, in the crossroads of time and space, you are acting out this particular drama. Yet the abilities that you have begun to manifest and will increasingly come to do so are commonplace in the realms of reality toward which your world evolves energetically. This is the new way. Make way for the new way. Embrace it. If you're like me, you're excited. I'm like a kid in a candy store. And you know what's so amazing? I remember at a very early age being aware of this possibility. And I never read it anywhere. But I knew that I could control what my experiences through my thoughts. So most definitely I know that I was born for this time. And I know each of you, since you're here, you were born for this time as well. Somewhere inside of you, you know this to be the truth. And thank God we have a guidebook to tell us, to confirm what we already know to be true, but also to gently guide us into how we can take this power and use it for our highest good. This is a wonderful gift. Don't squander it. Oneness says that the ascension experience, which we are a very integral part of, is one that is in process eternally. Eternally, forever. Some of us think, I know, may believe that, oh, okay, I got all of this. I've heard all of this before. I know it, and I don't need to listen to this anymore. You know, it's time for me to move on. And that may be true, but understand that it's your learning lessons are never, you never complete them. Even if you leave this body and go and transition, you have new lessons to learn. Every book that I pick up and share with you, I can see the same principles over and over. And how many times in oneness alone, they repeat some of the same things over and over again. And that happens in channeled work. But I hear it with new ears. We are continuously ascending. It never ceases. Your growth never ceases. It is the motion of unity. Ascension is the motion of unity. It's questing toward the completion of its own heart's desire, delighting in the reuniting and the bonding with all that it is and all that it continues to become. And you are of that essence at every level throughout creation. And in this lifetime, you have chosen to give yourself the experiences that carve the truth of the momentum of change indelibly in the stone of your consciousness. And you have chosen to be present and to partake of the voyage. You have chosen to venture forth and confront the experience of the great unknown in order that you might relay that knowingness to others who have yet to encounter the shifting tides of your reality. You are the pioneers. You are the leaders. You are the light workers to awaken others. You have been anointed and appointed. You have exercised the wisdom to stand firm in your truth and watch quietly as the cards are shuffled and reshuffled and the lives of others succumb to the shifting tides of change. I know we can see it all around us. People scrambling, people so afraid. I'm not moved by it. I am not moved by it. And I work at not being moved by it. I work at not being in fear. No matter what occurs in my life, I am not fearful. Why? Because God is with me. And if I have God in me, and that's the most powerful energy in the universe, what do I have to fear? Nothing. And fear is nothing but the belief in lack and limitation on some level. You can't have fear and faith together. It is not a question of who is right or who is wrong, for each is convinced of the validity of his beliefs. And as such, that is the reality and the parameters within which each individual operates. What will separate those who will thrive in the new energies from those who will perish is the framework of how one chooses to proceed in the face of the evidence presented, because those who cling tenaciously to a world as it once was will face increasing difficulty despite playing by the rules. And those who recognize that those rules are redefining themselves in the moment are best equipped to ride the currents in the direction in which they are headed. And you know, what is so evident to me of how things are changing is in the business world. Do you guys remember when, I think it was Napster, people were putting their music up on this website called Napster? You know, you bought an album, and they were sharing it with their friends. And the music industry went berserk because they were losing so much money. I mean, the internet has just changed everything because a lot of stuff on the internet is just free. It's free information. People are giving away so much. Why? Because there's no fear of lack or limitation. They want to give it. They want you to know who they are. They want to have intimate relationships with you. Well, with Napster, the music industry totally panicked. And so all these lawsuits. Why? Out of fear. And then they wanted to get control so they can make their money. So they came back, but they still stunted the growth of that industry. They weren't ready to embrace this new change that has come about. And interesting enough, the artists didn't care. They wanted everybody to hear their music. Some of them did, were concerned about getting their royalties. But it was a big mess there for a while. And the music companies, because they were resisting and fighting and involved in that, it cost them a lot of money and it was very difficult for them. The artists who were angry and upset that their music was just being given away and they weren't making the money, their life became very difficult for them. But the ones who were just giving freely and said, oh, yeah, take my music, Aerosmith in particular, I want to, they were making money. It's a powerful lesson if you go back and do some research on that industry at that time of how we can choose to go with the flow or we can fight with resistance. And what is resistance? It's fear. As long as fear is there, we're not embracing love, are we? Remember our lesson on perfect love? Perfect love is no resistance. Here they go. The energy of non-judgmental receptivity best equips you to translate pure awareness into action that is inspired, yet sensitive to the energies that will carry them to fruition. Don't place a judgment on anything, because the judgment has an energetic vibration. No judgment. And then you move into pure awareness at that point. And then you can make a determination of which way you're supposed to go. And guess what? Sometimes it's just a matter of you being still and making no decision, no choice. Most of the time, that's your best option. To be still and know that I am God. I'm going to end our lesson here. I love each and every one of you as God loves you. I hope that you take this lesson because this is sacred information. This is sacred knowledge on the manifestation process. Don't focus on the physical world. Focus on the energies. Focus on the energetic vibrations of your circumstances and your friends and family. The people that you come in contact with, and consciously choose to be with that is harmonious with you. I'm going to take us into our closing prayer. I'm sorry, Dr. Reggie isn't on the line with me tonight. Heavenly Father, thank you so much. That's all I can say is thank you. The more I study, the more I become aware of how your divine plan is in action. I am in awe. I'm just in awe. Help us to open our minds and our hearts to the truth of our being, the truth of the power that you have given us, and that we use this power for the good of all mankind. Thank you for opening our consciousness to be aware of the energies around us, aware of the process of manifestation, aware that through this process, all of our needs are met. There's no struggle. There's no need to fear. There's no need to doubt. everything we need, everything our hearts desire is readily available to us. Thank you for moving us into that reality. The awareness of that reality. I believe this is so. And so it is. You guys have a wonderful, wonderful day. I look forward to connecting with you tomorrow. It's my intention that I'll be here Tuesday. But if not, I will make sure that our lesson continues. I promise. I love you. God bless.